Today, I'm really, really pleased to welcome my good friend, Paul Rake. And some of you may have met Paul, but he may be a new face for some of you. Paul's a Rotary partner of mine. You'll hear a little bit more about this as Paul speaks, but the two of us, and along with Rith and some others, are working on a large global grant. But Paul wants to, he'll begin by talking about WASH programs and why WASH programs are important and how that can lead to behavior change, and then how that all ties together with our Rotary funding and Rotary Global Grants. Here comes Makara. I knew he was going to show up from ABCs and Rice. And we want to talk a little bit about the toilets that we're building in a couple of villages, Cook Bend Village and also Tapur Village. And we're really happy to have Daryl Steer and Ratana here that can also talk a little bit about the technology, what's really involved in a septic toilet. And then Paul has some other ideas on how good NGOs can leverage their work and reach out and find other resources. So we're really happy to have both Paul and Daryl and Ratna joining us today. And Paul, without further ado, I'm going to turn the podium over to you. You've got the microphone, and if there's anything you want to say to further introduce yourself and get started, you're on.
Thanks very much, Bill. Firstly, I want to apologize to everyone that my school level in Khmer is not good. And so I feel quite embarrassed that I can't speak to you in the language of Cambodia. So I ask you to forgive me that. And I will try and talk in common English with not too many Australian accents or too many Australian colloquial words. But if I do say something that you don't understand, then by all means, put your hand up at the time and we will work to clarify that. So I really enjoy the time. So when I get to come to Cambodia, the people are very friendly. It's just a lovely place to be. So, Bill, am I able to share the screen?
Screen sharing is always available, so help yourself. And I just saw Odam coming into the room. There he
hello,
is.
Hello, everyone.
There's a face
hello,
you'll
Paul.
Recognize.
What I'd like to do today is talk about Rotary, about our WASH program, and demonstrate how Rotary is involved and can be involved more in Cambodia by working with NGOs. So Bill has introduced the three of us. I'm Paul Rake. I'm based in Melbourne in Australia. Also on the screen, you will see Ratna, who is the operations manager of Cambodia Clean Water and Toilet Project. He will be helping me with the presentation, as will be Daryl, who is the founder of Cambodia Clean Water and Toilet Project. I've spent a little bit of time working in large organisations, and I can understand for you in an NGO that life at the top of an organisation can feel lonely sometimes. But I want to reassure you, you're not alone. Today, we're going to talk about some ways that you can obtain support for what you're doing through your NGO. So I've taken the liberty of creating this little triangle, and I've even been bold enough to call it my hierarchy, Rake's hierarchy of adding value. And when I talk to people about projects, I talk about at the very base level of a project, you can use your arms and your legs. That is, you can go out and do physical stuff like paint a wall. But if you want to add more value to the project, I suggest that if you can focus on the personal knowledge and experiences that you have, you'll add more value to the project. So, for example, if you're a designer, you can design the colour scheme for the school that other people can paint. But more importantly, my belief is the way where you as a leader of a not-for-profit organisation or a non-government organisation can add value is to bring your networks to the team, bring other people in. So, for example, if you had a friend who was a professional painter, then why would you spend your time down at the base level painting a room or a building when a professional painter can do it much quicker and at a higher quality? There's simply a lot of people out there waiting for you to invite them in. And sometimes you don't realise who's in your network, but more importantly, who could be in your network if you decided to invite them in. So in this little representation of the triangle, I've turned the triangle upside down. And you'll see here that at the basic level, we have villagers keen to change their lives for the better. But how do they do it? Generally, their first line of support will become to an NGO like yourselves and ask for assistance. So you'll be able to provide personal knowledge and experience. But there's another level of support that's out there. There are a number of very large networks that are waiting to be invited in, whether they be Rotary clubs, Lions clubs, or foundations similar to the ones that Bill runs. So for our project, here's how my triangle works. At the very basic level, villagers are keen to change their lives for the better. And the one thing they want to do is install toilets. So they contact the first line of support and Cambodia Clean Water and Toilet Project team and our great friends at Build Your Future Today Centre come on board and have been helping these villagers to start and look at how we might get to install toilets. So should we stop there? Hopefully not. Hopefully there's another line of support that Cambodia Clean Water and Build Your Future Today can tap into and indeed have tapped into. So for the projects that we're working on, we've managed to bring together 18 Rotary clubs from 10 different countries around the world. All are interested in helping in Cambodia. Previously, most of them simply had not been asked to come and help. They were there, but not asked. So I'm going to turn a little bit now and talk about our project, our WASH projects, water, sanitation, and hygiene. And these projects are really critical for the Rotary Foundation. And you can consider the Rotary Foundation as the umbrella through which all Rotary clubs can come and support you. So our project, we're going to work in two different villages. In the first village, we're going to work with one not-for-profit or NGO. In the second village, we're going to work with two organisations. Altogether, we want to build over 300 toilets. And some of the important factors of these toilets, for them to receive approval from the Rotary Foundation and all Rotary clubs, is that they need to be a two-tank septic system that will protect the drinking water. No point in putting a water bore down and then 10 metres away digging a single pit toilet that's going to discharge sewerage back into the water table. Just doesn't make any sense. And organisations that do that need to sit back and reflect on why are they doing that. Further, we want these toilets to be low maintenance and we want them to be long lasting. And you'll see when we talk some more about the technical side of the toilets that we're doing, these boxes are ticked. But that's not where we finish. The toilets are simply the start, they're the means. We want to build these washroom toilets with a septic tank system in the ground, but the above ground structure we want to build secure and we want to build it wider. We want it to be a place where women can go inside in a safe place, not only use the toilet, but also bathe themselves and bathe their children and attend to their sanitary needs. And for us, we're hopeful this will lead to a reduction in some sexual assaults that are currently happening in some of these villages. The second key feature we want is to train local villagers to build these washroom toilets. So the villagers will gain a skill and they'll be able to earn an income. So instead of paying commercial contractors to come in and build these toilets, we want to share the skills across villages. We're also aware that some of the villages are dominated or at least have high representation from males. And we want to ensure, because we're targeting the purpose for these washroom toilets as creating a greater space and a safer space for women, we want to make sure that the women are happy with what's been done. So we're really pleased to say that Zapol is going to act in a gender equity role for us and go out on a regular basis and visit these villages and talk to the women in the village. So yes, we're building toilets. We're building a special kind of toilet, but we've got some extra benefits that this project is going to build to the community. So who's in the team? Well, for Village One, we've got the village commune leaders, the villagers. We've got Cambodia Clean Water and Toilets Project. That's Ratna and Daryl. And they have already trained some villagers in how to build these toilets. So we're ready to start. And we've got three Rotary clubs have committed to put some money forward with the Rotary Foundation to build those toilets. In the second village, we've also got the village and commune leaders, but this village is about 6 hours away from the first village. Two completely different areas. The villagers are keen, and we've identified, with the help of BFT, Build Your Future Today, some of the villagers who are keen to be trained to build these toilets. They don't know how to build them yet, but we'll take some people from Village One, bring the people from Village Two down to Village One, and those people from Village One will train them how to build washroom toilets. And we're working with two NGOs this time. Build Your Future Today will have responsibility for liaison and interactions with the village community. And Cambodia Clean Water and Toilets Project will have responsibility for the construction of the washroom toilets. Their roles will interact and cross over in many ways, and those two organisations are very keen to be working together in this village. And 16 Rotary clubs. 16. I don't think I've been involved in a project before where 16 Rotary clubs are coming together that are keen to come from all around the world and help in Cambodia. So what's this WASH training all about? Why do we call them WASH projects? Indeed, why is WASH important to Rotary International? Well, firstly, the starting point for any program of education and training is to make people, give people the information and make them aware of issues. So give them information about how to wash their hands. Communicate with them why it's important to wash the toilets. Why is it important to make sure that the dog doesn't drink out of the bowl of your drinking water? Why are these things important? And then once we've shared the information and make people aware, this is the big driver. We're looking for behavioural change. And by behavioural change, we simply mean we want people to change their practices. We want people to understand that it is important to wash your hands before you eat your food, and that the behavioural change comes about and people just automatically wash their hands before every meal. That takes practice. And it takes people in the family and people in the village to remind each other that it's important. And why? Behavioural changes will lead to improved quality of health, which leads to better education. So children won't be getting gastro. They'll be able to go to school more often. They'll get a better education. They'll be able to find different employment opportunities as a result of that education. They'll live longer. They'll have a better quantity of life, and they'll have a better quality of life. But all this swings back from starting with education and awareness to drive a behavioural change. Equally with the behavioural change, critically important is the design and structure of the washroom toilet. I'm going to ask Ratner and Daryl to join me now and talk to you a little bit about the design and engineering side of these toilets. And Daryl, if you simply let me know when you want me to go to the next screen.
Well, good morning, everybody. It's nice to meet you all, and I'm just down the road in Siem Reap as well, apart from Paul and Bill. So again, good morning, and with my Australian accent, I'd say good day, everyone. Paul, if you could move to the first slide for us. I'd like to just give a little bit of background on why we're doing what we're doing. And this is more general before we get into the specifics. Most of us are aware that some of the issues that we have, particularly in Cambodia, are issues like poverty and, believe it or not, even the microfinance. And then we have to analyse the whole area of poverty, we find that one of the key areas in breaking the poverty cycle is clean water and having proper sanitation, in other words, properly installed toilets. And we hear the United Nations and the World Health Organization saying to us that one of the cornerstones of a healthy community is clean water and proper sanitation. So we're in good company in the focus that Paul has introduced here this morning. And what you've got on the screen there is an example of the toilets the washroom toilets that we are building in the villages. That particular one is in Cote Bain, in the area on the west side of Angkor Thom. If you could move on, Paul, to the next one. Ratner and I are going to work together, so you're going to get a chance to, for those that are a bit tick-tick with their English, you can practice that, and those that are tick-tick with their Khmer, can listen to Ratner. But the question that I'd like to pose is, you know, how does the toilet system work? And to understand that, we really have to appreciate what happens with sewage. And that diagram illustrates that it's a natural process where the bacteria will break down sewage, and over 95% of that sewage is gas and water. Only a small part breaks down to the sediment, which will fall down to the bottom of a tank. I'm going to get Ratner to say that same thing in Khmer.
Susday, Netanong, Ka Pachomni, Aaron Susday, Netanong. Tetong, the Nanka, Mumbai, Limu, Napeda Yung, Rip Chom, Abuntuk, Dada, Tatam, Knap, Damien, Propon, Lupi, Uyunang, the Chekni, Umpi, Tetong, Tanang, Limu, Ruko Yung, and Yabanta, Chikas, and Nol, the Samudit. កាសសំណល់ត្រូវបានបំបាយនៅក្នុងលូទី1ដែលយើងនិយាយបានថាវាបំបាយទៅជាទឹកទៅជាបាក់តេរីហើយនឹងទៅជាហ្គាសហើយនឹងមួយចំនួនទៀតវាបំបាយទៅជាកកកនៅក្នុងនោះមានកកតែតិចតួចប៉ុណ្ណោះដែលត្រូវបានបំបាយធ្លាក់ទៅក្នុងបាតដែលលូទី1ដែលយើងត្រូវបានបិទជិតអញ្ចឹងមានន័យថារាល់លិមូក៏យើងដែលនៅក្នុងលូទី1 វាត្រូវបានបំបាយទៅជាកកទៅជាបាក់ទ្រីទៅជាហ្គាសហើយនឹងទៅជាទឹកអញ្ចឹងទឹកដែលហូរចេញទៅលូទី2វាមានចំនួនរហូតដល់ទៅ90%ដែលជាទឹកស្អាតនេះជាអ្វីដែលយើងបានស្វែងយល់និងបានសិក្សាតេតតងទៅនឹងការបំបាយលាមករបស់ពួកយើងដែលយើងបានប្រើប្រាស់ទៅនឹងការដាក់ប្រព័ន្ធលូពីអរគុណច្រើនទាំងអស់គ្នាបើសិនបានមានសំណួរ សូម ប្រង ទៀត ប្រសិនបើ ទាំង អស់ គ្នា តេតតង ទៅ នឹង សំណួរ ឬ ក៏ មិន ច្បាស់ នៅ ត្រង់ ចំណុច ណា មួយ ទាំង អស់ គ្នា អាច សួរ ពួក ខ្ញុំ បាន ពួក ខ្ញុំ រីករាយ រីករាយ នឹង ឆ្លើយ តប រាល់ សំណួរ ទាំង អស់ អរគុណ
ហើយ The next one, please, Paul. Paul mentioned earlier that one of the requirements, it's certainly a rotary requirement installing toilets, is a two-tank system. And one of the reasons we just spent a few minutes talking about how sewage breaks down, we really need to understand that to appreciate why we need two tanks. The first tank is the actual breakdown into the water and gas, and some of the sediment goes to the bottom. And the second tank is to take that away. But overall, what this system does is it protects the groundwater, and also it has a way of stopping any overflow of sewage. I'll get Ratna to say the same in Khmer.
Okay. សួស្តី ម្ដង ទៀត តេតតង ទៅ នឹង ការ ដាក់ បន្ទប់ ទឹក ដែល មាន ប្រព័ន្ធ លូ 2 គឺ យើង នឹង ចែក គ្នា អំពី ការ ងារ នេះ បន្តប ទៀត ដោយ ដែល រូប ភាព អ្នក ទាំង អស់ គ្នា បាន ឃើញ ប្រព័ន្ធ លូ 2 យើង ត្រូវ តែ មាន ប្រព័ន្ធ ដែល លូ មាន ខ្នាត ទំហំ ធំ គ្រប់ គ្រាន់ ហើយ លូ ទី 1 ត្រូវ បាន ចាក់ បាត ផ្ចិត ដើម្បី អត់ ឲ្យ មាន ខ្យល់ ចូល ទេ មាន ន័យ ថា ជា លូ ដែល ត្រូវ បាន ផ្ចិត ទៅ ដោយ ការ ចាក់ សាត នៅ ខាង ក្រោម ក៏ ដូច ជា បិទ ផ្ចិត នៅ ខាង លើ ហើយ អ្វី ដែល សំខាន់ លូ ទី 1 គឺ ជា លូ ដែល ផ្ទុក លាមក ដែល ត្រូវ បាន បំបែក នៅ ពេល ដែល យើង ប្រើ រយៈ ពេល កន្លះ ឆ្នាំ ទៅ 2 ឆ្នាំ ទៅ តាម អាស្រ័យ ចំនួន ពលរដ្ឋ ចំនួន គ្រួសារ ដែល គាត់ ប្រើ ប្រាស់ ទៅ លើ បង្គន់ នោះ អរគុណ ច្រើន
Hold the next one please. This is just highlighting again the first tank. And the thing I want to emphasize there is that the first tank must be sealed. And that's why a critical part of a septic tank system is a closed system in the first tank. There's nothing new about this. This is the design of millions of toilets around the world, outside the big cities in the United States of America, in Australia, in parts of Europe, this is the design that is used. The first tank is a sealed one.
Lu dai tuk le mu trou tae bat chit hai yeung mok trou bombaik doy battery dai ru nou nou knong le mu ru ko yeung aet nyei ban tha chea tuk sui ru ko chea ka samnol phisa yeung chran phisa khmai yeung chang khnyom aet nyei tha chea lu tuk sui chea lu ti 1
Next one, please, Paul. This is probably the most important one to understand. My experience, and I've been living here for the past 8 years, working on septic tank systems, designing them for schools and households. And I find that a lot of the people that are involved in designing toilets, NGO people designing toilets, don't quite understand this. So I just want to explain this to you. The first stage of a septic tank toilet is meant to run full. And that's a concept that's not always appreciated. It's meant to run full. And you look at that, and the sewage that comes in will actually float on top of the water that is being formed. So when you look at a structure like that and appreciate that is what is happening, then a T-junction becomes an important and extremely important part of the design, so that only the waste water, which has now been broken down and free of a lot of the pathogens, only the waste water, the semi-clean water, actually goes over into the second tank. And that is a critical part of the design. It's meant to run full, and you have a T-junction that takes the water that's formed, it takes it into the second tank to be soaked away.
ការ design loo របស់ ពួក យើង ដែល មាន ប្រព័ន្ធ loo 2 នេះ loo ទី 1 យើង តម្រូវ ឲ្យ ពេញ ក្នុង រយៈ ពេល 1 ឆ្នាំ ឬ 2 ឆ្នាំ cứ đầm rơi ở bình hay lưu tìm mới nước năng bóng đi luôn ấy bài thì chia có co thì chia tập cho tận năng cả đạo quan lưu bình cả na đại lưu mục tây ban bẩm bái từ vô tây đại tất đại từ hồ châu từ lưu tìm pí cứ chia prophet tất đại sa trục còn chẳng viên miên sở đại sầm khăn năng nông ca design tiện tông tận năng cả đạo quan lưu bí đội nhà thờ ngọc nhà bàn mời nặc nông lục hiệp nền chấn nặc nông lục pin này miền tây bắc bộ hay nặc cò tại phần nọ đại ẩm đại nặc sọ tật cáo hay tất nặc tây bàn hồ châu tây tam propon thì chưa tây tây can lục tỷ pì chẳng dừng ai cho nó một bàn than lục tỷ pì cứ chia lục đại sọ của mình tây đào tật sát đại hồ châu tây lục tỷ pì ô con trai đồng nền.
I think in closing, I would just like to say that there are many NGOs putting toilets in around the country, particularly Siem Reap District. And strangely enough, a lot of the work we are doing is fixing them up, fixing up a single tank, a single open pit tank. And I'm not saying I blame anybody. It's just people are not fully aware of the importance of a two-tank system. If we don't put in a two-tank system, we run the risk, firstly, of contaminating the groundwater, and we simply shift the sewage from the surface into the water, and then we find people are washing themselves in it. The second thing is that even if we put a open pit one in, after time, it will the sludge will close the bottom up, and then it'll build up, and it'll overflow with that scum through the top. And that's the raw sewage we see in many, many villages. And that's simply because they're not a two-stage system. So I hope that's been helpful. Back to you, Paul.
Thanks very much, Daryl. And on behalf of Ratner and Daryl, I'd like to extend an invitation to all the participants in this leadership learning community to come and visit our project site. I'm going to suggest we might do that in May, but I'm going to leave the arrangements for that with Bill and Sir Paul. But I just before I move on, I just want to pull some of that together. So we as a community of Cambodian leaders learning, we sometimes start with the premise that all the education and learning needs to happen in the village. Well, I want to share with you that I'm not too old to learn, and I know my good friend Bill over there is not too old to learn, and I'd suggest that what we're looking for here in this discussion today is to share some education about the WASH program and washroom toilets, to create some awareness, and then to change some behaviours. And I'm going to be very open and say to you that you are the target of this behavioural change that we're looking for. We want to share the knowledge about WASH programs, about washroom toilets, so that together we can get a much better outcome for the whole Cambodian community, not just us, the whole community. So just keep a focus on the information that we're sharing as we go through. So where to from here? You've heard about our project. You've got a little bit of education about the washroom toilets. You've got an invitation to come and, dare I say it, get your hands dirty looking at one of our washroom toilet systems. But what else do we have to offer? So for me, part of my story today is to invite you to start and think about how you can expand your network of support. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a roadmap of one way to do that. There are many, many ways, many roads, but this is simply one. And I'm going to suggest to you that if you have a project, put together a two-page project plan, no bigger, 10 pages and people won't read it. Put in a lot of words and people won't look at it. So make sure you've got some good words and some good photos that tells the story at a very high level of the project. Then I'm going to suggest to you, we're going to go hunting for some Rotary clubs or some Lions clubs or indeed some foundations to come and join your network. Again, I suggest you simply select a country. It's a bit like spinning the dice or playing cards. It's a chance. If you have someone in your organisation that speaks a foreign language, then that's probably a good country to start with. And go and do some research on those Rotary clubs and Lions clubs that you pick. Find their Facebook pages, find their web pages, identify their key people. And if you're struggling with any of those three steps, then come to Daryl, come to Bill, come to myself, come to Sir Paul and ask us for some help, because we're more than happy to help. Once you've done your homework on the organisation, then contact them. Send your project brief. And this is the trick. Ask to be a guest speaker at their club over Zoom. Rotary clubs and Lions clubs love having guest speakers. Ask to come and speak over Zoom at one of their meetings. Do your presentation. Now, your presentation shouldn't go for more than about 20 minutes. Don't bore them to death. Give them the good solid points of the project. And then ask them for some assistance. Ask who in their Lions Club or Rotary Club can review your project and give you some advice. So after you've done the presentation at the meeting, you want to organise a couple more Zoom meetings with some people in their club that will help you look at your project. And that will start and build a relationship. But it's critical that you don't ask for money at this stage. Okay, Rotary clubs and Lions clubs love to be involved in projects. They love to give their experience and professional advice. And the target is for you to build a relationship with a club, as Daryl has done, as Autumn has done, and built a big network. So I'm going to close. Before I go to questions, just say the two key points today. WASH program is about behavioural change. Share the knowledge, get the change, and get a better quality of life. And a key component of that when we're talking about toilets is the structure of the toilet. So, Bill, I'm going to hand back to you now, and I'm happy to take some questions, as I'm sure our operations manager, Ratner's keen to do. I'm sure Daryl would, and I think even Autumn would be available to answer some questions, because he's also had a lot of experience working with us.
Absolutely, Paul. Thank you for putting the effort and the energy into bringing a nice, tight presentation. Obviously, it's the whole WASH programs and toilet construction is complicated. Lots of details, lots of engineering, lots of technology, lots of moving parts. And yet you made a nice, tight presentation along with Daryl and Ratana. Appreciate that greatly. And you've covered a lot of ground, so it would be natural to have some questions here. I'm sure you've raised some. So if you'd like to stop the screen sharing now so that I can say, or I can see everybody present, and let's spend a little time on the questions that you've probably generated here. That's my computer dinging because my email wasn't shut off. Now it is.
Maybe I could get the ball rolling with some questions, Bill, and ask Autumn to talk for a minute or so about his journey on toilets. I think Autumn might be right to say if we went right back to when we first started working together, we might have been building single tank toilets in some villages, and then there was an interaction with Daryl. So would you just like to share some of that experience? And you might need to come off. Yeah, good work.
Yeah, first, I'd like to you know, it was a very great presentation, very you know, bringing a lot of important detail and explanations, you know, Paul and Darrell and Dr. Nat. Yeah, what you like me to share, Paul, or the experience we have been working together in La'a, and you know, installing the water tanks and you know, set up the clean water system or the toilet we have been built in the first global grant, you know.
Yeah, I think if you talk about the toilets, and I think I'm right to say that maybe right back in early days we did single tank toilets and now we do double tank toilets.
Yeah. Okay. Basically, what we have been recently working, you know, in some of the village, especially Dabor, where you know we working in the school, and we have some, you know, we ourselves also, you know, build, you know, like the toilet, which are single toilet tank, where it has been many years, and now. You know, through working with Darrell, we have noticed that our toilet that we built and the toilet that already existing before we arrived, and the new toilet that built that been funded by the government, they are, you know, not in the right design, and we are, you know, like some of the two old toilets have been overflow. And the water, you know, like the black water have been, you know, overflow all around. And we have our good partner like Darrell and Ratana. You know, we and you know, through Bill and Paul, we are working now to improve, you know, the toilets that have that found some problem. And we working to extend the tanks, you know, based on the design that Darrell have and Dr. Man have shared. So this is we've been working on so far, and of course, like once the project, the global grant projects start, we hope that our villagers that will go and for the training, we will, you know, like practice and do like a very good toilet design for our community of Dabor, and hopefully to extend this good design and projects to other nearby villages by the team we got trained by the Darrell and Notana. So a bit like the sound nearby is, you know, they've been, I think they party something like that, so it's interrupting, so yeah.
Thank you very much, Autumn. Back to you, Bill.
I'm just looking at the screen, looking for a hand to go up. With all that information, it would only be normal to have some questions still. But I would ask a question of Darrell. And you were, Paul, talking earlier about the importance of education. I just heard Odum say he got some education about why single tank toilets aren't working so well and what he's learned. I've certainly got an education, maybe only half an education so far, with the work that we've all been doing together. Darrell, what's your story? How'd you get involved in all of this, and why is it important to you?
Bill, you've got to go back to about May 2015. My wife and I came to look at the temples. We were shown around the village, and my wife was introduced to a lady who was, a foot was very badly damaged, and we stayed, and she attended to that lady each day. She was a nurse, and she said, there's so much infection here with some of the kids, and diarrhea is a big problem. And as we looked closely, we were disturbed with the lack of toilets and the poor quality of the drinking water. And so we started with putting in some clean water bores, and I had some background with that. And my background as an industrial chemist and biochemist, I knew about sewage. So we started doing that. And I say to anyone that's a Barang that comes over here, be careful, because I came and stayed, and it's now 8 years later, and we've installed 600 odd toilets and a couple hundred clean water bores. And Kotanot Village, the village chief, was bragging about his village the other day, and the terminology he used was, "We are diarrhea free." And I thought that was a fabulous, wow, fabulous comment. Yep.
Well, you and I and Ratnas sat out at Kokbeng Village, and we had the village chief from Kokbeng, and we had the commune chief there.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, we had another village chief, a man. By the way, it was nice to see the commune chief and the Kokbeng village chief were both women. And then there was one man who was the chief of an adjacent village where you had, yes, put in some toilets. And he had some remarkable things to say about the improved health in his...
Yeah, that was his words about diarrhea free.
That's quite amazing. And yeah. Som Nang, one of you from Kambu, I know you're working at some primary schools. What are you seeing there in the toilet conditions, and what's your reaction to what you've heard this morning?
Hi, maybe I give this time to project team. Project team will hear about this. So Kimbu Project has the project team, like they work a lot of on the hygiene, washing, and related to toilet too.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yeah. But have you built toilets? I can't remember.
Before, but long time ago. Now we not work on like build a toilet. No, yes, we build like because we have like a washing program. So some school we build a toilet for the school because we need to like the standard of the education ministry. Like we need to have like toilet 100 student for toilet.
Yeah. And if you needed some help with toilets in your schools where I know you're working, because Kambu partners with us at the Southeast Asia Foundation regularly on various programs, including WASH programs. If you needed, yes, some help from toilets, Daryl, Ratana, are you available to talk with any of these people that are doing toilets?
Of course.
Bill, we see that as something we can do is helping helping improve the quality of toilets, because it has such a ripple effect if the school has poor toilets in terms of trying to change behavior. The example in a school is critical.
Yes. And the thought occurs to me here, it's probably one of these blinding flashes of the obvious, but here in the CLLC, our learning community, and it's really over the years has been a very much a community of mutual support. We'd like you to start sitting in on these meetings and joining in as a part of this community, because I think we can learn from you, and I think that you can also benefit from the experiences of others in the CLLC. And be nice if you and Ratana could show up on a regular basis.
That would be lovely.
You're an NGO also, and a Cambodian resident and an Australian NGO. We'd all benefit from your participation.
I'm sure we've got a lot to learn as well. That's a lovely invitation. Thank you. We'll take you up on that.
And Riff, something that Paul didn't touch on, but is very, very important to us in Rotary, that any Rotary major project like this, we call them global grants, and the just so you know, the minimum size of a global grant, the smallest, tiniest global grant that we can do is $30,000. So global grants are significant. Even the baby ones, even the little ones are significant. But one of the requirements are that we have a host club. Host club doesn't have to do the work, but the host club is responsible for the global grant and receiving the money and dispersing the money and making sure that things go well. And if things don't go well, Rotary International, who do they look to? They look back to the host club and say, what are you doing? And you, many of you know Rith from the Rotary Club of Sangui in Battambang. And Rith is our host club for this project. And you've been involved in a lot of the details. You've been out to the villages, and you may have some observations for the group also, I'm imagining.
Can you say the last bit again, Bill?
Yes, that as the host Rotary Club, and having been out to both of the villages where we're working, Kok Ben, Beng and Tapur, and you've been out, you've seen the situations, and you've got a lot of responsibility here, and you've signed on for that responsibility. So we'd just like to hear your voice on this subject.
Yeah, so I think probably everyone know me before. So I'm represent here for two heads. So one is Rotary heads here. So I think for those who are actually interested to work in, to partner with Rotary, I probably give you a brief area of focus that you can actually involve with or partner with Rotary. So Rotary working in seven area of focus. So the first one, the popular one, is water and sanitation, where we are talking about. The second one, also on basic education, our club has worked with an organization in Siem Reap as well on the basic education global grant. The third one is with community economic development, which focus a lot in vocational skill training, microfinance, agriculture, startup support, this sort of area. The other four area, which not quite happening in Cambodia, but they do in smaller projects. So for example, in peace and conflict resolution, in the environment and maternal health and child health. So that the area of focus that Rotary is working on. So just give you a little bit of how the host club involved. So the role of, there are club in different areas. So there are existing clubs in Siem Reap, there are existing clubs in Phnom Penh, there are clubs in Busan. So the host club is mainly actively involved in the beginning of the project, mainly what we call community need assessment. So any project will not be able to move without this community assessment. And one of the important role of the host club like us here is to look at the project that proposed by our partner, and also to trying to reconfirm that all the information that proposed in the project is appropriate, is correct, and also the most important is the information is come from the villagers, not from the organization. So this briefly about the role, and like Bill mentioned, one of the responsibility that always come back to us, if project have any problem, the host club, we are responsible for this. So that's why we always ensure that the fund is managed properly, is spent properly, and is implemented properly as what it's written in the project.
How much money will you be handling on these two global grants in the two different villages?
So these together, two grand, I think it's more than 200,000 budget. Yeah. So generally, our club is having at least about 4 to 5 projects every year. So that our responsibility around 300,000 to 400,000 project every year. And we always, I think for the Rotary Club Songkhla, by the moment we are open for all the NGO who want to work with us, even we cannot host the project, but we have a very good connection with all the Rotary Clubs in Cambodia that we can refer to. And also another new is we going to probably next year to work to establish what we call satellite clubs in Siem Reap. So if you are interested, I probably can do one presentation about Rotary probably later on. And then if people interested, they can join this this satellite club as well.
Very good. Thank you, Rith. And Odam, I see you raised your hand. I know you were very active in the community assessment out at Tapur Village. You might want to mention that and also ask your question or contribute what's on your mind.
No, I was not raising the hand, but I just give a clap to the what Mr. Rith had been shared. But, you know, we have been working together, you know, and partnership well with Rotary Songkhla Battambang, and particularly with through the previous global grant, we, you know, as he said, you know, we had to make sure all, you know, at the beginning to the middle and the end of the project, you know, the host Rotary Club have to, you know, like visit the site and make sure everything going correctly and according to the agreement and the projects. So yeah, I just been very happy, you know, to work and to involve with this Rotary, you know, like group. Thank you,
Odam. And Rith, you mentioned wearing two hats, one for a PTD and one for Rotary. And I think most of the group knows that I wear two hats as well. Most of the time I'm wearing my foundation hat, where our area of service, our area of concentration centers with education. But I've been a Rotarian for more than 40 years, and I head up the International Service. I'm the chair for our American club for Rotary, for International Service. And what I'm working with that Rotary hat on, which sometimes you see me wear that hat, then I'm open to all 7 areas of focus, because we're talking about a Rotary project. And we recently did a relatively small, but not bad, an $18,000 hospital upgrading process in the Doi Lung province, north of, in the Chiang Rai province in Thailand, with a Rotary Club of Mae Chan, Thailand. And But a good portion of that money didn't come out of our pockets. It came from some money that our club raised, a little bit of money that the Meichan Club raised, and then we got some Rotary matching money. And pretty soon it was $18,000, which had a big impact on this rural, sort of basic, bare bones little hospital serving 20,000 people. And I got to visit and meet the head doctor and see the improvements, and makes a big difference. So I just want to make sure that you know that even though I don't wear it very often, there's a Rotary hat goes along with my work as well, that sometimes it shows up. Well, it's just a little after 11, and I know that many of you are interested in this conversation. So let's have one or two more questions or related comments before we move on.
Bill, is it possible for someone else that might be connected with a Rotary Club to talk about their project for a minute or two? Do you have any?
Sure. Who's got a project going right now that you might use a little help on?
From Rotary or Lions? Lions are there as well.
Yeah, we've got a Lions Club in Siem Reap. I'm just starting to make that connection thanks to Paul's introduction. And maybe I can meet with Jennifer again when I'm back. Makara, have you got projects going? Or Kempu, you guys have always got projects going. Shailan, you've usually got something cooking with Global Child. Any of it, who has a project you want to tell Paul about? My goodness, everybody's quiet.
Thank you, Bill. And therefore, my project and now it's not related to the cooking, Bill, and for the only and the reading and reading and home affair, but it's not cooking. Yeah.
Well, we've worked together. You and I, our two organizations have worked together on several of your projects focused around education.
Yeah, and education.
Have you got something new that you wanted to tell Paul about?
I don't have that. I had the only that I mentioned that they related to the education, that reading with the primary school, then after that, I listening to the toilet system, then I really appreciate that that system at the make and reduce the pollution in the environment. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because then I saw that along the river of Siem Reap that I have done a lot of water, the pollution that flow into the river. I think that if that in Siem Reap, then yes, have the good system, the toilet like this, I think, and reduce that the water in the river is very good. Yeah, because that as that Paul mentioned that the water and the tank second that in the clean water. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think, well, and when I was asking about projects, I don't mean just toilet projects. Who has any kind of a project? It could be related to education or healthcare or economic development in your village. I know Goy, we recently got a couple of small projects taken care of at Grace House. What else is on your menu out there?
Sorry, did you ask me, Mia?
Yeah, what else have you got? What other projects might you have at Grace House?
Not yet, because my project manager is not here. So he have checked up in Thailand. So I don't know much about that project. So I'm working on the sensory room that you are helping us. So we have a little bit adjusted with that.
Well, we added a preschool project at Grace House, and we added a sensory room for Grace House, bless your heart, for taking care of 35 special needs kids. No easy job at all. And we did that through our foundation, but I got a little bit of Rotary money in both of those projects. So those were a combination of Southeast Asia Foundation and Rotary to do those two projects with Grace House.
Yeah, thank you very much. The children is in the three and a half to 4.5 years old. They all very enjoy, but a little bit cry, a lot of cry during that.
Crying in the
crying in the because I want to go to mommy.
Well, I probably cried on my first day at school too. I can't remember, but I probably did. Maybe you did too.
Yeah, they very good. They now after I think 1 month now, more of the children they are can get involved with the teacher, learning the color, the shape, sharing. Second week is very difficult. They're not sharing any toy. They just start to fighting. We have a lot of cry, very hard.
they learn some social skills very early.
Yeah, yes, they learn now, have to share. It's not your toy, it's an NGO toy, the school toy. We have to share.
Yes.
No boxing, no fighting.
Shreyrath in Bonabang at Children's Future has her hand up.
Thank you for your presentation that is done in the stream to me. CFI, now we don't have a project with locally, but we just got a project from Basel for repairing the house, and we are in the process on that. And I think it is interesting to me, like thinking about the toilet as well. And yeah, we will share this with my team and how we can spend our program or something. So because it is not my job, but I think it is interesting to CSI as well. Yes. Oh.
You can at least share with your team what you learned and heard this morning. Yes.
Yeah.
And Rebecca, I remember you and I and your board chair visited with Rith and Bonabang in Caring for Cambodia has some new project ideas as well, wanting to expand your reach in training more teachers.
Yeah, so we don't currently work with any Rotary clubs right now, but that visit was to learn more about it. And yeah, we did discuss about potential partners to see if we could do some cluster teacher training in Bonabang. So that's still a possibility that we're looking into.
Paul?
Thanks, Bill. Rebecca, just to share with you, our Rotary District had a program for 4 years where we were sending Australian teachers over to Cambodia for blocks of 2 weeks and sharing education experiences. Prior to COVID, I led three multidiscipline teams into Cambodia, and included in all of those teams were a number of teachers. So we had 1 year where we worked with the Teachers College in Siem Reap. And then the last 2 years, we've worked with the school teachers out at La Arc and others. So be more than happy to stay in touch about next time we've got a group coming over that we might bring some teachers and just interact with you.
Yeah, definitely. And I might as well announce this to everyone now as well. So we are looking at starting a new project in this in teacher training, but it's for my staff who deliver the training. So we're going to be focusing on contract teachers mainly in Siem Reap province, but also open to NGOs, organizations within Siem Reap, outside Siem Reap. So we have just starting this now. So yeah, we're looking at how we can develop and have greater reach beyond CFC schools. So that's something that's up and coming. So watch out for more information to come.
Yeah, this is really major, Paul, because for many years, CFC, Caring for Cambodia, has worked directly with how many government schools? 15, 17?
Yeah, we work with 21 schools.
21. They work directly with those 21 government schools, helping them to improve. And having done that successfully for quite a number of years, working with their board, CFC has decided that they might better scale, they might better have a better, larger, more important impact on Cambodia if they switch from helping these schools to working on teacher education. And that's an important, very important shift in mission, which I'm excited about and very much looking forward to see how that plays out. And already volunteering whatever I can do to help them. So Paul, yeah. And I are on board. We think that's a great move.
Yeah, we still will support our schools with the different programs that we do run. But we just noticed that our strength is really in teacher training and our team, like our mentor teachers who have been supporting our teachers at that schools, just got to a point where, you know, they have all this knowledge and skill that we just could share with more beyond the CFC schools. And so, yeah, that's how this kind of program kind of came to life, and working with like the POE and everyone to kind of set this up. So hopefully it will be running sometime soon. We just got to figure out some logistics and things, but then I will be able to share more information with everyone in this group as well.
Yeah, we're very much looking forward to hearing more about that. Paul, before we leave this topic, we'll give you last chance. What questions do you have for anybody here in this group?
Thanks, Bill. I'm really excited listening to the conversations that are going across and how people are expanding the network. So Rebecca has just talked about moving from a closed network to an open network where she's inviting other NGOs to come and share a teacher learning program. That stuff is just so exciting. I think the more we can work with each other and share. My observation, at least here in Australia, is that a lot of, we call them not-for-profit or non-government organisations, build big fences around themselves and don't want to share their secrets. And to me, this is all about building better community. So building a better community in Cambodia is about all the people in this group working together. And so, yeah, for me, let's get on with it. Let's share. Thanks for the opportunity to be part of the team today.
Well, Paul, I'm going to use that as, and I use an English word, a segue, which means a transition, to say that that's something we also do in these meetings when we're together on our first Friday mornings, is we listen to our speakers and we talk and we ask questions and we go deeper for understanding. And then we turn to celebrations, and we give the folks in the room here an opportunity to tell us what's happening that's good, what's been accomplished lately. And so let's turn to that. I'm going to stop the recording at this point.